The Big Small Business Show is proudly brought to you by Saica. Choose a difference maker. Choose a chartered accountant.
The Big Small Business Show, proudly sponsored by MTN Business.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Big Small Business Show, the show for our entrepreneurs out there. Whether you're thinking about starting a business, you are in the process of deciding whether to keep your business open or to close it, whether to scale your business, this is the show for you. Now, in studio with us today, we have a guest called Khumotso Romotlao. He is also an entrepreneur and is the founder of Pishon Cleaning and Garden Services. And he does cleaning and industrial laundry services and gardening services and a whole bunch more. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Let's take a look in further detail what Khumotso does.
Pishon Cleaning and Gardening Services is a registered company that offers specialized cleaning and foaming for various surfaces and textures, gardening and landscaping services, and so much more. The founder of the business, Khumotso Romotlao, left years of experience in agriculture and teaching to start his own venture as an SME, attracting clientele from public and private sector, including households.
The life before lockdown was very good. I had around 10, more than 10 employees. And then I think we're making a turnover of more than 2 million, whereby for a small company like a cleaning and garden services, it's a beautiful margin because around monthly babies around 150 to 200,000. So everything was booming, had an administrator and so on. The problem started when they said today we were introducing the hard lockdown.
The company plummeted during the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic, leaving Khumotso to drastically downsize to keep the business afloat.
I believe that as young people, we should learn to have savings and to invest because we are living from a hand to mouth. And it's something whereby I, as a young person, was doing, you see the huge profit, you buy clothes, you've got a nice house, a nice car and so on. But the bank accounts, the savings, they are all on loan.
Pishon Cleaning and Gardening Services made a turnover of 600,000 rand in its last financial year and is slowly picking up momentum. The company has been operating for 5 years and now has a team of 4 with a few subcontractors. Khumotso seeks advice on how to create an aggressive marketing strategy in order to improve his business sales.
Currently, I think the short-term goal or the one-year short-term goal that we have currently is to fix our marketing, the corporate identity of the company, whereby now we are redoing everything so that we can reposition ourselves. If we can get that one step, automatically we'll know that already we have ticked all the boxes, because on my side I'm busy with the compliance and so forth. And then by getting the marketing also with the compliance, then the company will have a clear picture, will have that beautiful picture whereby it can penetrate, it can feel confidence to approach any company, approach anyone that this is us, and then we know our story.
Welcome, Khumotso.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, so tell me about the juice business. I saw there's a juice business now.
The juice business actually is a brand that I did for my wife.
Uh-huh.
And then it was always like, no, you always help other people out there and so on. So help me to have something on my own. Then I came with the whole idea, the whole concept. And then, yeah, it's my wife's baby. She's the CEO of the Diamond Fruit Juice.
Okay. And then I saw in the insert, there was also a picture of that about 30 people. What was that? What was that about?
That is a completed project. It's one of the projects that we had in Delmas.
Yeah.
That was a small crew that I had that time. So, yeah.
Doing what?
We were doing cleaning.
Oh, cleaning.
Yes.
Okay. And if you spoke about marketing, that you want to know how to market now in more aggressive marketing strategy. What are you doing to market right now?
Currently, I've been relying on social media sponsoring.
Yeah.
But I think I was doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Until one day, I was talking to my strategy guy, and then we spoke about the target market that I'm targeting, and I've realized that on the platform that I was using, then I was not going to attract my my target market, because my target market actually is on Instagram, LinkedIn, and so on, and then I've not been active in that platform.
Okay, so. I'm going to come back to the marketing, but I was very the Pishon, the name. What does it mean?
Pishon comes from the Bible in Genesis.
Yeah,
and then in the Garden of Eden, there were four rivers, and Pishon was one of the rivers.
Okay, so did you reference that to from the gardening services? I'm trying to find the connection to the business.
Oh, okay. For me, Pishon, it's a river of wealth, because Pishon in the Bible, it was one of the rivers whereby it was flowing through something to do with gold and so on. So
it's about wealth. Yes. Okay. All right. I was just interested. Tell me, you spoke about your agricultural background.
Yes.
What was that?
I'm a qualified agriculturist.
Yeah.
And then the first project that we did is link up, because we were doing cleaning in an abattoir, chicken abattoir. Mm. And then cleaning in an abattoir. Abattoir is about chicken. And then that time I've gotten a qualification for agriculture. So it kind of whereby it needed someone who understand the biosecurity of chicken, what's happening in the abattoir and so on. So they interlinked there. So then since then, I became in love with the industry of cleaning, because I've learned that it's broader than what people think.
Okay. Then there's also Pishon Farms and Training.
Yes.
What is that?
Pishon Farms and Training, I can say it's one of the companies whereby I started during lockdown, when I was out and dusted. And then I think my wife is the one said, no, do you still remember that you've got a qualification for agriculture? That because of I totally forgot about it, and then I started to write an agricultural book.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's how it came, while I was in a isolation. Okay. Yes.
Okay. And then there's Sashebo. What is that?
That one is done and dusted, because the only thing whereby it interlinks with the Pishon cleaning, it was the 3D design of the landscaping that we do on the outer skirt.
Okay.
So I think there was no need for the whole picture to be there, but only the, only the 3D design of the landscape.
And then when I went onto your website, I found a book. Is that the book that you wrote?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And for book sales. So because I couldn't, what I was trying to do is and maybe this is my question.
Yes.
If I asked you, Khumotso, what do you do?
Yes.
How would you answer that?
Okay. First, currently right now, I'm doing cleaning and gardening services. And I think my biggest problem is always being about who am I? And then I learned that through Rescope, that the reason why my things have not been pooping the way I wanted to do is because of I was doing so many things. Then I had to learn to streamline and do one thing and focus on one thing only, because back then you find that maybe I've got 5,000 for marketing, but I put 1,000 here, 1,000 here, 1,000 here. But if right now I can focus on one thing and put the whole 5,000 in one thing,
yes,
then automatically I will see the results of what I'm trying to achieve.
So what is that thing? Is that thing now the cleaning services?
Yes,
and gardening services.
The gardening services, yes.
Okay. So, and of all your income, is that what percentage of all your income is gardening and cleaning services?
Okay. I can say now my income is divided into two, whereby is the book.
Yeah.
And then also the cleaning and gardening services. And then I can say the cleaning and gardening services, it's all about, I can say 70%. And the book, it takes around 30%.
Okay. Chomotso, that's enough for me to think about right now. We're going to take a break. And when you come back, I'm going to give you some things to consider.
Okay. Thank you very much.